From Jakarta, Indonesia. Welcome, VOI listeners, wherever you are, to the program Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia. Let's get ready to fly around Indonesia, getting closer to the archipelago country through its music, through its updates and various programs getting you closer to its culture, tradition, food, and so on. So keep tuning in with me, Rahma, on voinews.id or RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI. This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Indonesia's Defense Minister Syafri Syamsuddin and the Chief of Defense Force of the Singapore Armed Forces, Vice Admiral Aaron Bang, agreed to strengthen bilateral defense cooperation during a meeting in Jakarta on Tuesday. Brigadier General Frega Ferdinand Wenas Inkiriwang, head of the Defense Information Bureau at the Ministry of Defense, said the collaboration aims to enhance military capabilities and deepen defense relations between the two countries. Indonesia has embarked on a new initiative to establish a new ministerial-level platform at the ASEAN level to promote human rights development in the region. Indonesian Human Rights Minister Natalius Pigai recently said he discussed the initiative during his meeting with Thailand's Justice Minister Thawe Sotsong in Bangkok. According to the minister, all ASEAN countries face similar human rights issues in interactions with the business world, national development, as well as achieving social, cultural and justice, with the belief that ASEAN should continue its role in preserving stability and civilization. The minister has envisioned the new organization as a strategic platform to advance human rights at the regional and global levels. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Are running through my head. I wanna tell you, but I don't know how this will end. Wish I could help it. I'm bored and it's just not the same. And maybe I'm to blame. I know it's tough. I've had enough of always running round, please, yeah. I'm giving up. This isn't love. Honestly, think it's time to leave. Cause I've been searching for something new. Cross that ocean, forget this view. Just trying to be honest, I got no time to lose. So I've been searching for something new.
Is it practice makes perfect, but I don't know if it costs. Believing in to find what we want. Too bad I thought we could have had it all. Keep waiting for something I've been missing all along.
I know it's tough, I had enough of always running round to please ya. I'm giving up, this isn't love. Honestly, it is time to leave. Cause I've been searching for something new. Just trying to be honest, I got no time to lose. So I've been searching for something new.
Yeah.
Listener, today's music corner presents a song from Paul Partohap. Paulus Andreas Partohap Silalahi, or better known as Paul Partohap, is an Indonesian singer and musician born on April 30, 1993. He's also known as the husband of Gita Savitri, Indonesian YouTuber and influencer. Paul began his music career in a debut single featuring Gita called Seandainya, or If Only, released in 2017. After that, he kept releasing more songs. On November 19, 2024, Paul Partohap released a new single titled Vitamin U, which goes viral in social media, including on TikTok. This song is the second release after the full album launching, Lover's Atlas. Paul writes Vitamin U along with Khalisha Ishana, who also becomes the producer. Just like the other songs, Paul writes the song lyrics inspired by his wife, Gita Savitri. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Vitamin U by Paul Partoha. Enjoy!
Forever side by side, a love so special can reunite two souls entwined. I'll pass my fire for a little while, but I found you with a smile. I love who I am when I'm with you. May all the me inside of you, all I want is you. There is no capture.
Vitamin U on today's Music Corner. Hopefully, Indonesia today will be your Vitamin U that will lift up your spirit, boost your MWOD, and make your day. That's the point, hopefully. And weather can also make our day, right? My favorite one is when it's cloudy all day long. So it's neither sunny nor rainy. But, actually, no matter how the weather is, we should stay grateful, right? Speaking of the weather forecast, why don't we take a look at today's weather forecast in Indonesia, taken from the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency of Indonesia. Here we go. Let's get it started with cities. On Sumatra Island, we have Banda Aceh that will be cloudy all day long. Medan as well, the thicker one with temperatures ranging from 22 to 35 degrees Celsius. Let's go to the cities of Palembang and Padang. Bandar Lampung, that will be all cloudy all day long. Now let's go to Denpasar City, Bali, that will be covered by cloud as well all day long. And another cloudy day is predicted on the other island, on Kalimantan precisely, like Samarinda and Pontianak. But if you are in Palangkaraya, you may be having a rainy day in the afternoon and the evening. Pangkal Pinang will be cloudy all day long with temperatures ranging from 23 to 32 degrees Celsius. Let's move to the cities of Gorontalo. Then we also have Makassar and Manado that will be cloudy all day long. Let's come closer to Java Island. We have Jakarta, Yogyakarta, Bandung, Semarang, Surabaya that will be covered by cloud. Now let's go to the final stop. We have cities in the eastern part of Indonesia, namely Ternate and Sorong that will be covered by cloud. While rain will be falling in Ambon, Manokwari, Merauke, Jayapura, and Jayawijaya. Well, that's it, listeners. Today's weather forecast here in Indonesia. If you happen to be in Indonesia, make sure you keep updated with the weather forecast so you can anticipate your day. But make sure you keep applying your sunscreen and keep bringing umbrella or any other equipment that will protect you from the soaking wet. Well, listener, there is a lot more when we come back. So do stay tuned only on Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
stop it right there, please, 'cause I'm not sure if it is special. I see the way you're dressed up, so neat and tidy. You're so perfect, but not for me again, I'm not sure. Just a dream that baby, you don't even know who I am, 'cause we haven't talked that much. Oh, I want you, I hope it's true. It doesn't have to be so soon to love me. Can't you see that I'm exist? Oh, I know it's impossible, but still I don't care.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Which economic sectors will grow in Indonesia this year? Here is the opinion of Gunawan Benjamin, an economist.
The economic sector that I think that will be helped, or maybe the development in that still growth in 2025, is agriculture, because this is the defense economic sector. And then food and beverage accommodation, this is because we know that the government have a program for Makan Bergizi Gratis, yeah, or MBG. Mm. I think this is one of the policy that will push the domestic consumption. And the rest, of course, commodity sectors such as palm oil, coal, or nickel. That's it.
The complete dialogue with Gunawan Benjamin is available in VOI Talk, Uncovering Indonesia's Investment Potential, on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, Indonesian Ministry of Communication and Digital Affairs is preparing the AI or Artificial Intelligence Talent Factory program to create new digital talents and accelerate the development of a national artificial intelligence ecosystem. According to Deputy Minister of Communication and Digital Affairs, Nezar Patria, the importance of developing superior human resources in the field of AI as part of the national agenda under President Prabowo Subianto's leadership. The effort is aimed at strengthening digital infrastructure and developing digital talents in line with Astacita goals. There are currently 9.3 million digital talents in Indonesia, while the demand for digital talents is projected to reach 12 million by 2030. To address the deficit of about 3 million talents, the ministry is preparing the AI Talent Factory as a research and industry-based digital talent development center. Through the program, talents will be trained to get directly involved in national strategic projects covering priority sectors such as health, education, financial services, and agriculture. The ministry has been running the Digital Talent Scholarship Program and the Digital Leadership Academy for the past 5 years. Meeting the need for digital talents will have a direct impact on the growth of the national digital economy.
Antara mentari pagi hari ini bersanding dengan aku di hati. Kau hantuiku dengan rayumu.
kacang hijau is a traditional food made of mung bean, which is cooked in water and brown sugar with a bundle of a pandanus leaf. The ingredients are then cooked until boiled and it turns into porridge. Once it is cooked, the porridge is served with coconut milk. Mung bean porridge is easy to make and it doesn't take a long time. But if you don't feel like making mung bean porridge, you can find this food easily in the entire Indonesia. Some sell it in a traditional coffee shop and some others sell it in a mobile gerobak or pushcart. A bowl of mung bean porridge is so cheap. By paying 4,000 rupiah only, you can get your breakfast. Although the era is developing, traditional food like mung bean porridge is still maintained. Moreover, mung bean porridge can be found in modern department stores in big cities too. It proves that the Indonesian traditional food can compete with international food and it remains lovable for Indonesian people.
Here is QR of the day. We must never stop speaking the truth, a quote by Muhammad Hatta. Muhammad Hatta is the first vice president of Indonesia. He is known as a leader with strong determination, compassion in sharing, modest, honest, as well as wisdom in diplomacy. That's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Sedamai bersama. More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Culture of nation must be preserved. Likewise with the customs in any region that need to be maintained. However, very often today, that the original customs are no longer maintained and have even been developed and modified to suit the taste of the public. Indigenous authenticity is slowly fading, so the next generation is no longer familiar with their original customs. The same thing seems to happen with Balis custom in Sika in Nusa Tenggara province. Balis is often translated into dowry given by the groom's family to the bride-to-be. Actually, Balis is more than that. It is a complicated process before the wedding which is difficult to find nowadays, especially the one which really follows the original custom. Today, Balis has already been developed in accordance with the taste of times. As stated by Albert Nicolosino, a Flores University lecturer who is often called Pak Nico.
Memang Balis yang ada sekarang di daerah-daerah sudah tidak asli lagi. Termasuk di Maumere,
indeed, Balis in many areas today is no longer original, including in Maumere Sika district, where there are several indigenous territories. According to the original custom, there are differences in terms and also the types. Basically, Balis in Sika is unique and slightly different from other areas. For example, in Nikta and its surroundings, it is different from in Sikalela and Lio and surrounding areas. The same with Nele Koting, which is different from regions in East Maumere, namely Kangai and Tanah Ai, and its surroundings. On this occasion, I would like to concentrate specifically in describing Balis. According to the original custom of Nikta and surrounding areas, Balis is only like a border between the prospective groom's and bride's families.
Is the preliminary process before the wedding. What must be done if a man and a woman decide to form a new family in accordance with the custom of Sika? Following is an explanation by Albert Nicolosino, who is often called Pak or Mr. Nico.
Begini, dahulu kala di mana-mana tersebar kampung-kampung kecil yang terdiri dari kira-kira belasan atau 20-an rumah dan ikatan keluarga serta kekompakan mereka sangat tinggi. Karena pada dasarnya mereka berasal dari keturunan.
You see, in the past, there were small villages scattered here consisting of roughly 10 to 20 houses. Family ties were tied and they were very close to each other because basically they come from the same ancestry or tribe. If a boy of a tribe, for example, wanted to marry a girl of B tribe, then two envoys from the A tribal family would come to the girl's parents to convey that purpose. Things brought by the two messengers while visiting were betel nut and tobacco put in a buku, which is a container made of woven palm leaves. And inside this buku, they would also put some money. The amount by today's value is approximately 100,000 or 200,000 rupiahs. Usually, the young man and the girl had never met, let alone known each other. They might have seen each other from a distance or perhaps only heard stories from people. Regarding the present that they bought, people might wonder why they only brought tobacco and betel nut and a little money. The reason actually is because they were preparing for the worst. If the girl and her parents did not accept it or reject the proposal, then they would go home and did not have to bring back heavy items. The term is Widin Wain Gahar Poar Banona, which means a long-feet goat going home right away. But if the girl and her parents accept or approve, the items would be taken into the house. Then, usually, the girl's family would entertain them and slaughter a chicken. After the meal, the girl's family would ask when the boy's family would come to formally ask their daughter's hand. The term is Maiwa Takta, or coming to give some betel nut.
The wata'a means the process of an engagement formally start. That's when the two large families met for the first time. Budget prepared by the girl's family is quite large because they have to feed many families from both sides, including the representatives of the boy's family. What do they bring for this first meeting? As a custom, they will bring a horse and enough money with them. The representatives of the boy's family usually consist of a few people, but the number must be odd, so that it will be even with the addition of the girl. After eating, the customary forum begins with the girl's family start talking about the valise with the size of every wo'un or bamboo joints. This is a term used for the dowry that must be prepared by the boy's family. So, the girl's family will explain this in detail, and then they determine when the valise is to be presented. The representatives of the boy's side just listen to what is said, and after their return will convey to the boy's family how much the valise is and when it must be delivered. When the guests go home, the girl's family gives them a pig, a sack of rice, and a kumbang of milk, and some food, which is regarded as part of the meal they have eaten.
Waktu mereka pulang, biasanya keluarga si gadis memberikan satu ekor babi, satu sarung, satu karung.
When the representatives return to the boy's family, the pig will be slaughtered, and the rice is distributed to all members of the big family with a reminder. Remember, the food being given is a sign that we must get ready because when the time comes, we should gather to take care of the boys' bellies. In fact, without being reminded, everybody knows what his responsibility is. The same thing happens with the girl's family. They will distribute the tobacco and betel nut, etc., although only a little for all members of the family with a reminder. Remember, we have chewed other people's betel nut, so we have to get ready because there will be the time when we will have to get together again for the sake of our girl.
That was Belize, a custom of Sika tribe in Flores, is Nusa Tenggara province.
Jabat tanganku mungkin untuk yang terakhir kali kita berbincang tentang memori di masa itu. Peluk tubuhku, usapkan juga air mataku. Kita terharu seakan tiada bertemu lagi. Bersenang-senanglah karena hari ini yang kan kita rindukan di hari nanti. Sebuah kisah klasik untuk masa depan. Bersenang-senanglah karena hari ini yang kan kita banggakan di hari tua. Oh, sampai jumpa kawanku. Semoga kita selalu jadi sebuah kisah klasik untuk masa depan. Sampai jumpa kawanku. Semoga kita selalu menjadi sebuah kisah klasik untuk masa depan.
Bersenang-senanglah, karena hari ini yang kan kita rindukan di hari tua. Oh, sampai jumpa kawanku, semoga kita selalu menjadi sebuah kisah klasik untuk masa depan. Sampai jumpa kawanku, semoga kita selalu menjadi sebuah kisah klasik untuk masa depan. Da-da, da-da-da, 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 da-da-da. Mungkin diriku masih ingin bersama kalian, mungkin jiwaku masih haus sanjungan kalian.
Still listening to Voice of Indonesia broadcast on RRI Digital application. On RRI Digital, you can also enjoy live broadcasts from all RRI stations in Indonesia, your favorite music playlist, inspiring podcasts, and the latest news videos. You can also interact through the like, comment, share, and live chat features. RRI Digital, one-stop entertainment and information. Download now on Google Play and the App Store.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
VOA listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from Central Sulawesi entitled Tope Tugu. The song Tope Tugu tells the story of the courage of the heroes and fighters in Palu, Central Sulawesi. The song is often played in various events in Central Sulawesi. Tope Tugu has also been performed several times abroad, such as at the 2017 Tong Tong Festival in the Netherlands, at the 2018 Asiatica Film Festival in Rome, Italy. Well, listener, here is the song Tope Tugu by Hajar Bleh Big Band featuring Zaro Ananda. Enjoy!
Thank you. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-